Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Obamacare Day, Eugenics Day, New World Order Day, Shut Down the American Economy Day, as some good Republicans in the House try to block this destructive device from being fully detonated, the Senate has voted down the Republican funding, the House funding of the government, and the kleptocratic Decepticon press has gone into characteristic overdrive to lie to the public and claim that it is libertarians, conservatives, constitutionalist and anti-socialist who have derailed the federal government. But I would just keep thinking, think of all the horrible things the federal government does, the biggest, most in-debt government in history, one of the most corrupt governments undoubtedly in history, run by foreign special interest. Why not have it shut down? Oh, but I'm sorry. All the bad parts, The thousands of armored vehicles being delivered every month to different cities, the training, the police, the founding fathers are the enemy, and the gun owners are the enemy. The FDA approving GMOs without even looking at them and not letting you know if there's GMO in your food, blocking that. The FDA run by Monsanto, the federal court over GMO in St. Louis run by Monsanto. I thought we'd open the phones up to ask listeners specifically how you're liking Obamacare, because just in the 3 years since it got passed, there's been a more than doubling on average for people's premiums. We had Geraldo Rivera on yesterday. The article's up on Infowars.com. Geraldo Rivera is a pretty big liberal. Says Obamacare doubled his health insurance cost in the last 3 years for him and his six employees that work directly for Geraldo Rivera. So there you go. I'd like to specifically open the phones up in the next segment, and we don't screen your calls except when I ask for you to talk on a subject, then we'd like you to call in on that subject. Most of the time it's just free-for-all, as you know. I specifically want to get your take on, has your insurance gone up or down? Did you get laid off from 40 hours to 29 hours? Some estimates are 15 million, some are 25 million that have already been laid off. The point is, or had their hours cut back. And of course, that actually makes unemployment go down, because they count when you get two or three jobs as those being new jobs in the economy, and then average that into the population, the working population at what's 160 million or something out of 315 million. The point is that this is designed to implode the economy. So I want to get your take on, A, are you liking Obamacare? Because if you enjoy all the shutdown of the economy so far, just as it approached, now that it's actually arrived, do you like it? I know everybody I talk to absolutely hates it. And then I want to get your take on, what are the most horrible things the federal government does that, of course, they're not defunding? Ron Paul's site put out an article that we posted yesterday going over all of the police state measures that are continuing to roll out very, very fast against the American people. And then, of course, we have the really big news, how the internationalists, the IMF, the World Bank, the UN, the Communist Chinese are all lecturing us right now on the fact that we are basically, you know, not allowed as a country to say that we don't want Obamacare and that we're going to shut it down. The idea is that by doing that, we're somehow violating all these international agreements. So it shows how more and more, like a third world nation, we're controlled by outside interest. And this is how globalism gets rid of national sovereignty, is by getting countries into debt and having them sign on to this. So this is the conquering of America, and the shutdown of Obamacare is a last-ditch effort to try to save the country. This is really a historical time we're seeing right now. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs, and I know how important a great smile is in business and with loved ones. Having a great smile will increase the odds that your loved ones will get closer to you, and in business, that you'll impress that client. A recent study of 2,000 people said you can look up to 13 years younger if you have whiter teeth. If you want to erase yellow stained teeth in just 5 minutes a day, then try PowerSwabs. What makes PowerSwabs better is that it works on natural teeth and veneers. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Call now and try it risk-free. Dial 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will notice your new white smile. Get it risk-free. 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, Obamacare has arrived. Here we are, October 1st, 2013. It's globalist Cloward and Piven trick-or-treat as they attempt to shut down the free market and the individually controlled economy to move it into the centralized global mafia hands. We're going to open the phones up on this Tuesday edition specifically for callers. And we don't screen your calls, folks, but when I want you to call in on a subject, please stick to that subject or I'm just going to hang up on you. And I don't mean to be rude about that, but people take advantage of the fact that we don't screen calls. And then when I open the phones up specifically on a topic every few weeks when I want to discuss something and get your take on it, a lot of people do not respect that. And so, again, we don't screen your calls except when I put out the call for a specific issue or a specific group of issues that I really want to get your take on. Just in the lead-up to Obamacare being put into place with its passage 3 years ago, we've seen more than a doubling on average of premiums. And Geraldo Rivera was on yesterday. The article's up on InfoWars.com with the video and audio. And he said that, look, he was pretty much a supporter of it early on, but Now, for he and his six employees that work under him, it's doubled. I think the quote was more than doubled. The so-called Affordable Care Act. Now, I saw people in the article on InfoWars.com commenting with their talking points that, oh, that's because the insurance companies use it as an excuse and we're too stupid to know that. No, 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 I'm sorry. You're too stupid or too gullible. The insurance companies wrote Obamacare to get around laws that didn't allow them to gouge people and that allowed competition. And it got around state laws on insurance and things that didn't let them gouge people. So it blew all those away. And that's why you're going to see prices go up, amongst other things. Now, Don Salazar did an article on Friday from the New York Stock Exchange's own graphs and the statements of the Big Ten insurance companies in the United States. Most of them are foreign-owned globalist operations. Just want to point that out, that have conquered us. That they, on average, have doubled, just like the price has doubled. Their stock has doubled. 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 So this is the reality. Now, I've already gone over a lot of that, but I want to get your take on how are you liking it? How are you liking between 15 and 25 million, the numbers vary, but it's happening right now, being laid off from 40 hours or more down to 29 hours or less. I walked into Barton Springs about a month ago, and before I'd gotten the 200 yards down to where I wanted to jump in, I had two different lifeguards walk over, including a senior one, and go, man, I warned everybody here, they're all big Obama supporters. They have taken, because it's open year-round, they've taken the more than 100 lifeguards. It's a huge, giant, people haven't seen it. It's, you know, 400 yards long, you name it, big natural spring. Thousands of people go to it a day during the summer. The point is, they cut everybody, including managers, to 20 hours, just to be safe, they said, not 29. So, again, it was written to lower the wages of America and impoverish us, and most people will just give up. Most people will just give up. Most people that work there, by the way, are middle-aged now and have college degrees. Oh, I'm a scientist. Oh, I'm an engineer. Yeah, I work here for $10 an hour. Well, now you're going to get your hours cut from 40 to 20. Hope you enjoy it. And it's everyone I know. Whether they bag groceries or whether they work for the city, you name it, they're being fired as regular employees, large numbers of them, and then rehired as temporary employees or part-time. And it was designed to impoverish you, just like open borders is designed to impoverish you, just like everything out there is the globalist to wage war against labor. And, of course, the labor unions are now lining up against Obamacare as they get the news that it's a major screw job. But it won't matter. Your leadership is controlled. You'll go down with the ship, just like Detroit. You will do what you're told because it's Obama. I mean, you've got to stick another Obama sticker on your car. There's the headline, London Guardian, U.S. employers slashing worker hours to avoid Obamacare insurance mandate. Of course, they'll just pass laws later, making employers not just have minimum wage, but hire you as full-time, but then all the big companies are going to get waivers, and then, of course, all the small companies, they're just going to get rid of people entirely. What's better than having your hours cut from 40 to 20, being fired? And that's the plan, because then you'll go on a third of what you were being paid on unemployment, and then that won't get food, so you'll go on food stamps. 24 million were on food stamps when Obama came into office 5.5 years ago. Last time I checked, it's 49 million on full-time food stamps with 101 million as of last month on some form of food assistance. 101 million, land of the free, home of the brave. And you get the socialists calling in, the social workers and people laughing, going, we are socialists, we are taking over, and you're just a racist and you're going to fail. I'm a racist because I want you to do well and have a future, and I know free market creates the most wealth in every case in history. What we've got is not a free market. It's a big, corrupt, rigged, crony capitalist inside monopoly system. And it's going to get worse very, 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 very quickly. Because it's a plan. It's been done in hundreds of other countries. Hundreds. The IMF World Bank plans have been public since 2002, leaked. It's on record what they do. This is military. You think Hitler, when he was rolling into the capital of Poland and bombing it, cared that hundreds of thousands were dying? Do you think the globalists, when they took over Iraq, cared that over a million Iraqis died? No, that was the plan. Depopulation. They are psychopaths that see you as dog meat. And when they're done with you as veterans, you're the number one enemy. And the minute you figure this out, the minute you understand we're facing crimes against humanity, posing as liberals with lisping NPR voices, I'm telling you, if tanks in World War II would have just broadcast, "Hi, I'm here to help you, loving, liberal, liberal," if Hitler's tanks would have been pink, he would have won. If he had people in pink uniforms going, "I'm your friend, but firing as they attack, people would have actually laid down and been killed. I'm not kidding. It's easy to fight somebody wearing skull insignias and black uniforms saying we're going to kill everybody, no quarter, because then you know you got to fight. But it's the creeping death that's so hard to beat. All lisping, dipped in patchouli oil, scampering around on their sandals, telling you about peace and love. By the way, all the real peace-loving folks I know are anti-New World Order, anti-establishment, basically neo-gypsies minus the stealing, and are out of the system, off the grid, and know what's going on. Those are real hippies. And they're all awake and know what's going on. But the establishment, yuppie-oid, yippie, hippie, whatever you want to call them, are authoritarian cult members, and they know what they're doing. Now, that said, I want your calls on Obamacare and how it's affecting you, but I also want to get your take looking at this to tell us, are you concerned that there's the IMF, the World Bank, the UN, the communist Chinese in the news dictating that we better not have a government shutdown, that even though the Democrats just voted for it in the Senate twice today and the shutdown's now on, and then blaming national sovereignty, and you've got neocons at Forbes saying you got to go to China to get permission. This is how they conquer third world countries. This is how third world countries. South Africa's been told by the IMF today, you will raise taxes and you will cut benefits and you will pay us more money and back up our derivatives and pay us an international tax to the IMF and World Bank, or we'll down your rating and shut your economy down. They hold you hostage with the giant debts. They have maneuvered us into this position. And now we're here. So I want to get your take on that. And thirdly, and probably most importantly, really, you know all the really evil parts of the government are not being shut down. You know the police state areas are not being shut down. Look at this article put out by the Ron Paul Institute by John Whitehead, who I'm going to get on as a guest, up on Infowars.com. We're going to be covering this on the nightly news tonight, an hour and a half special live transmission with all the latest developments, 7 o'clock Central. I'll be hosting it with a roundtable discussion. So if you're not an InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv member, now is the time to support the front lines of real journalism, the rebirth of journalism, the resurgence journalism, the rediscovery of journalism. It's up on Infowars.com. A roundup of the police state programs not affected by government shutdown. You have the GMO being forced into the food, the FDA approving anything that Monsanto comes out with, the not letting you label things so that you know what's in it. That, my friends, is not being shut down. Here, let's go over. NSA domestic programs. The $10.8 billion new NSA center is still going to open this week in Loving, Utah. NSA domestic programs, that's still going. Global spying, that's still going. With $500 million in the whole police state international grid being funded a year. Roving TSA searches are expanding all over the highways and roads. Viper strikes. Now, random federal checkpoints everywhere for you and your family are expanding. USA Patriot Act, secret arrest, NDAA, torturing, federalization of police, militarization of police, thousands of giant armored vehicles being delivered a month to every department for war of the American people. SWAT team raids, up from 50,000 just a decade ago to 80,000 raids a year. Now they're having SWAT raids at checkpoints on highways. Boots are made for walking. Yeah, they're walking all over us. Domestic drones, schoolhouse to jailhouse, jail training in the schools, overcriminalization, the fake drug war, privatized pensions, endless wars, funding Al-Qaeda. Oh, the funding of Al-Qaeda, that's going to continue. They're not shutting anything down. They're just going to shut some chicken feed down to you, so you'll go begging. Yeah, they're walking on us. It's fun. We're captured. We wake up to it. We can turn it around.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of a hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
I'm sick of how the big drug companies are keeping men from fixing their ED without pills. Matt Cook here from GetEDSolutions.com, and I've helped thousands of men fully recover from ED without pills, pumps, or supplements. But the big drug companies collect $5 billion in revenue from sales of ED medications. They don't want my message to get out.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend, very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer ED, you must go to my website at GetEDSolutions.com and watch an instant web class that shows you how to get rid of your ED forever from the privacy of your own home. That's GetEDSolutions.com for an eye-opening web class you can watch instantly. You'll never be the same, and your wife or girlfriend will thank you because you were smart enough not to just believe the big drug companies, but to find out the truth about ED at GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
My friends, and I'm going to give the toll-free number out right now, But of the three prongs, Obamacare will hammer the general public. It will shut the economy down and centralize it towards state-run with select private interests benefiting, picking winners and losers. But most importantly, it brings us under internationalism. And just like Brazil or South Africa are currently being told, you'll pay off tens of billions of debts that are loan-sharking rates that you already paid off many times over, or we'll shut you down. We'll have embargoes. We'll send in special forces to assassinate your leaders. That's what the globalists do. It's not America or England or Germany or France doing this. It is the big financial interests that run our governments. And they don't want a power plant in your city owned by your city or owned by a smaller corporation. They write the regulations to shut that down and exempt themselves. They are a mafia. And they will destroy prosperity. And their religion is social, Darwinistic, Malthusian, neo-eugenics under a planetary system of controlled markets and mercantilism. And I stand in resistance to neo-feudalistic serfdom. And those aren't big fancy words I'm using. These are words used on record by them to describe their worldwide technocracy. It is meant to bring in a new dark age where only they have the benefits of the advanced technologies, life extension, you name it, and you have nothing but ignorance and bondage. The only tech you're going to be allowed to have is surveillance systems that microwave you and your family. This is the ruthlessness of the globalists waging war on humanity. They are the enemy of progress. They don't even intend to let us have an off-world space program. They say humans will never go. The elite will merge with machines, and then if they choose, they will go into space. This is Ray Kurzweil. This is Ted Turner. This is all of them. The decisions have been made in council. The human space program is over. We're over. They're playing God. If I was an alien species that was advanced and could somehow send in nanobots to program people's brains, I would send in drones, micro drones, take over the leadership and do exactly what they're doing now. Let's say if I was a synthetic silicon-based life form, and I'm saying this hypothetically, I don't mean this, but it's a good analogy to understand. If I was the alien mainframe that invaded in the excellent sci-fi dystopic film that came out this year, Oblivion, I wouldn't come in with a big orbiting attack ship to then destroy the moon and destabilize the planet and kill everybody. I would come in with a salvo of nanotech, basically silicone body snatcher spores. And I would go in and program the ruling class to build, with reverse-engineered technology, a control grid that the establishment's building right now. I mean, when you look at this thing, it looks alien, like an alien takeover plan. When you look at what they're rolling out, how organized it is, how bad it is, it's that bad. And the reason I use that analogy, that parable, that allegory, is because it might as well be that. And I keep saying that because that's how it hits me. It's like an alien attack by a guild of psychopaths who say they're another species, who say they don't like humans, who say they're going to become God, merge with machines, wipe all us out, step on us like a bug. These are all the quotes by the transhumanist. At first, they're going to put us in ghettos if we don't accept it, but they're incrementally bringing in and testing it in a Pavlovian way where you basically can't say no to it because you want to compete in the system, even against it. You are adapting to it, but in a bad way, and accepting the Borg simulation, assimilation. And then the globalists put out papers, we've read them on air, saying, see how smart we are? See, why don't you join us? It's your only hope. And then I look at the stuff they're doing to the Earth and how the genetic engineering is wrecking everything because they're doing it in a out-of-control, irresponsible way. And I study them, and they're really... They go to orgy balls and dress up in devil outfits and have orgies, and it's all about how willful they are and how they can gut up and do it. They're all about their self, and they're willing to put out GMO. They're willing to blow the planet up in the process of taking control. At least they're willing. That's a quote I just gave you. It's an endgame by one of the top globalists. In fact, they say once they merge the machines and become God, they may just blow up the universe because that's willing. That's the next level to show their will. I mean, these are crazy people, and they want to run your health care. And I just took you to the bottom of the rabbit hole, basically. I mean, that's who these people are. They are a virus. They are liquid cancer. They are death. I'll give the number out when we come back. Go to your phone calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Gentlemen, we're going to give out the toll-free number now. Your take on Obamacare, how are you liking, and how are you liking the government websites where you're supposedly going to be able to share and find out about all the different insurance companies you're allowed to use. Notice those don't work. Notice the layoffs are happening everywhere as the economy goes into cardiac arrest. Everything is going according to their plan quite nicely. They will wreck us and make us poor as a tool of control. If they have their way with their scientific economic takeover, the science of wicked government, the science of authoritarianism, the science of neo-feudalism, selectively enforced by a UN above the law, diplomatic immune corporate cabal worldwide who believe they're going to become God, merging with the machines. I'm not saying that's true. I'm saying that's what they believe. The New York Times made fun of Endgame. So is Time Magazine and Newsweek, a film I made in 2006, where I show their quotes, how they're going to set up a world government, forcibly reduce our population, they're going to merge with machines and become God. You noticed last week the head of Google came out and said, we're going to make you live forever. We're going to be the mind of God, master plan, world government. Join us, basically, and you can be part of it. You're not going to be part of it. And I'm not saying it can be attained either, by the way. I'm pointing out that that's what these people believe that they can do. And, of course, the media then makes fun of me and says, I'm saying they're going to do this like it's fantastical, and I just pulled it out of a old boot or something on the high, on the side of the highway. This is what they're pushing. This is what they're doing. And they, to control technology, they've got to control healthcare. They already control all the other disruptive technologies. That is anything that they don't control that allows you to be free or independent. So now they're coming in to take over what they really are obsessed with, life extension. Every time there's a globalist secret confab that leaks out in the news at Rockefeller University or at one of the palaces in England, you notice that what's leaked is the world elite were discussing life extension and health care, because they're not going to give you access to stuff that can already increase life 20, 30, 40 years on record if you start the treatments now. And if you can live another 30, 40 years, well, then you're going to be able to live another 100 years. And then if you can live another 100 years, you can live another 1,000. That's how they're thinking. And so they are capturing the future. They are owning the future, as Obama says in his slogan. They are moving for their goal to capture the technology for themselves, have you build it, develop it, pay for it, and then you get no access to it. You're going to get petty status and uniforms to strut around and henpeck each other as we are put in the giant slums and the elite live in their armored green zones. And you're saying, wow, that sounds like a movie I've seen. Yeah, Hunger Games. Again, totally in your face. The type of world they're planning to set up. Calorie cards, restricting everything. That's the plan. I put in films in 2001, Endgame, in 2006, but also in Road to Tyranny. 2001, I made it. 2002, or at least in February, where I said they're going to have us living basically in loincloths as feudalistic serfs while they live in high-tech command centers. Because that's what they say in their books. I'm on record saying everything that's in Hunger Games before it came out in Hunger Games. People send me emails. I see comments. I see them coming in on the website going, oh, you got all this from Hunger Games. No, folks, they're throwing in your face what they're building. They're giving you the revelation of the method. In the 70s, the Pentagon called the drone computer satellite control GPS grid Skynet. In the 70s, they were already calling it, in internal documents, the global web. And then it became World Wide Web, www. The web of the NSA control grid, the web to make everything cashless, the web to track everything you do and make it to where you can't operate without it, to make you begin merging with the machines. This is their words, not mine. This is the total grid. This is the plan. This is the program. This is not my opinion. This is what Obamacare is. Everybody's talking about Obamacare and how the exchanges didn't work and how the big guys are exempt and how it's doubling the cost and how it's a horrible deal and how blah, blah, blah. That's all a side issue to what it overall is meant to do so that the average sheeple understand why this is being done to them. Toll-free number to join us on Obamacare. 800-259-9231. The phones are open, 800-259-9231. And we are going to have Stuart Rhodes coming on for about 45 minutes with some big breaking news, the head of Oath Keepers, in the next hour. And then Max Kaiser will be on the last 40 minutes of that third hour to break down the economy and what's happening worldwide here today. But we'll have calls throughout the next 2.5 hours. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And then, of course, there's this giant issue that's going on in the background. The real government, the checkpoints, The government forcing GMO into the school lunch program, not letting you know if it's got GMO in it, blocking labeling. I want to hear from you about all the horrible things that are still running. See, all the nasty stuff, all the real stuff, all the essential stuff. It's going to keep running, for your safety, of course, in the background, while the chicken feed, the national parks, the things like that, that's going to start breaking down. And then, oh, heaven forbid, the welfare checks might not come. And then you'll have over 100 million people burn down the country. Oh, but don't worry, the tanks, the armored vehicles, they're already all in place to save us. So they use the rioting if it goes to that. Probably won't this time, but we will go totally defunct. It's designed to do that. The IMF, that's their favorite thing. They could have 2 years of rioting and discord, which totally destroys the country, and then they come in and buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. That's called the IMF riot in the documents that were leaked in 2002. It's all planned out. All planned out. 800-259-9231. But, yep, the LA Times is, you know, they're telling people, leave Yosemite. There's not going to be any guards there. Oh, there'll be guards there to tell you you can't use it. I mean, it sounds like heaven to not have armed park rangers coming up, getting in your face, telling you that, you know, socialism is the answer. Sounds like a heavenly thing to go to the national parks and literally not have them spying on you and following you around and doing everything they do. But here are some of the articles. Obamacare exchanges start up as government shuts down. Oh, but the AP spoke too soon. Surprise, surprise, Sergeant. Obama health insurance exchange websites don't work. Healthcare.gov, a total mess. As planned, ladies and gentlemen. Continuing, President Obama, expect months of glitches. Yes, it was glitches when they shut off the farmers and the co-ops and the systems that worked in Ukraine and Poland for many years. And then everything broke down except for the central party systems. Yes, it's a glitch. It's a glitch when the IMF and World Bank shut down Greece and Spain and they get double-digit increases in unemployment and the economy totally implodes and the IMF and World Bank comes in and totally takes over. Oh, it's a glitch. Oh, it's a glitch. It's a glitch when a drug dealer comes up to 11-year-olds and gives them hard drugs to get them addicted and then comes back a week later and says, get the money out of your mom's purse. I'll never forget when I was about 13 years old, I was already somewhat streetwise, and I was trying to date this girl that was about 16, and I'll go to your calls. Actually, did successfully date her. She lived down the street in the neighborhood. And then she was kind of wild, but very beautiful, and I learned she was on drugs. She was 16, I was 13. And then her boyfriend came around. It was like 20 years old, drug dealer, you know, driving the sports car. And he didn't have a problem with the fact that I was starting to date her, because the truth is he had like 20 young women out there robbing mama's purse and doing whatever to buy drugs from him. It wasn't his girlfriend. He got me in the car and he said, here's some cocaine. One of the few times I've tried cocaine, I've told the story or told part of it. And I went and tried it. I was like, this is horrible. Who would ever do something like this? And then a week later, it came by and he said, yeah, you know, why don't you, you know, take the money out of your mom's purse or sell whatever, you know, rings or whatever they've got, and we'll go buy some drugs. And I said, man, I said, you're just doing this to everybody, aren't you? You're a scam artist. And the guy totally turned into a demon. And he said, oh, whatever, scumbag. Don't let me see you with my girlfriend, and slammed the door. But see, at 13, I was dumb enough to want to experiment and try something, but smart enough to then figure it out and never do it again. I did it one more time later. People said, oh, you had a bad experience. You'll like it this time. But the point is that that's what this whole culture, that's what this whole system is. It's not an accident when they go and give school kids drugs to get them on drugs. I've actually had it happen to me. And it's not an accident when these loan sharks come and loan us our own money, fiat, and then maneuver it so it goes bankrupt. It's not an accident. Obamacare's not an accident. It's all on purpose. And the moment everybody figures this out is the moment we start becoming free again. The moment we become streetwise and stop being schmucks, idiots, fools. Stop letting people muscle in on us. I'd rather lose everything I've got than let government or private individuals muscle in on me. And when you've got that attitude, they move on to somebody that's easier. And so many people who are highly intelligent think it's their right to manipulate people who are gullible. Even if you're as intelligent as they are but don't have an evil streak, a mean streak, they will feed on you because they feel like they disrespect you because you won't stand up for yourself. That's how this works. It's time for good people to not be sheep but not be wolves, to be sheepdogs. You know the analogy. Here's some more headlines. Obamacare site goes live with some glitches. That's the Washington Post whitewash. Obama on the GOP. I shouldn't have to offer anything. That's right. He's God. Even though the bill is totally unpopular, can't be implemented, it doesn't even work because so many special interests got in there to get a piece of it. See, finally, in a piratical, pirate-run system, things get so corrupt, everything implodes because no one can say no to anybody. And now that's what it's gotten to. But they like that because it'll only implode things more. Obama administration, lawmaker staff can get an abortion coverage. Isn't that sweet? Continuing here with the news, we've got Bob Woodward coming out saying if this doesn't get fixed, it's on Obama's head because he's clearly sitting back, letting the whole thing crumble for political points. So it's strange to see an establishment person like Woodward come out and tell the truth. Yeah, here it is in the Washington Free Beacon. Woodward, if shutdown or debt ceiling causes economic crisis, it's on the president's head. He's got to lead. He's got to talk. And the absence of discussion here is baffling. And now they're in the news saying the U.S. is going to lose its credit rating. Oh, we're the dollar's dropping. Oh, the stock market's in trouble. Just go along with Obamacare or they'll implode everything. And if the yuppies see their stock portfolio lose 20%, they'll call the Republicans and they'll say, better do what you're told and do Obamacare. And then they'll hold us hostage again and again and again until we live in rack and ruin, until we're totally bankrupted. Let's talk to Dave in Arizona. Dave, you're on the air. What's your take on this whole situation?
Yes, Alex. Well, I was just thinking where we are right now is in Egypt, and just look at Obama as the Pharaoh, and they're just rubbing it in our faces day after day, and now this Obamacare is the final straw getting into our health care and everything about us, you know, because they're trying to be God.
Continue.
Okay. Now, what happens is I'm trying to wake people up to this fact, but a lot of people just don't seem to get it. We need a name and a number in order to buy and sell. No one can work in the United States without saying they're a U.S. citizen or some citizens from other U.N. country controlled by the devil, and they can't work unless they have a number, a Social Security number, or in the U.K., it's an NIN, National.
That's right. It's opting into the control grid with the numbers and the internet that brings you under its control, that literally dials into your mind off of where you're going and what you're doing to add it to the rest of the giant global map the Pentagon and Google admittedly have to track the whole world in real time as a giant three-dimensional, four-dimensional search engine.
16 through 18 tells me, my God tells me, not to buy and sell if someone makes me use a name and a number. So I'm opting out of the system everywhere.
A lot of people are doing that, and for a while that will work and that will hold the system back, but they're already gearing up saying it's basically terrorism to try to live out on a piece of property, even if you want to come in and pay with cash for your property taxes that turn you into a serf. They'll have to send a SWAT team out to make sure you're not a terrorist, and then, of course, you'll have to be taken in for questioning under Homeland. All over the country, they're saying you're not allowed to have gardens now because you might grow something illegal. We're all criminals. The government is God. I appreciate your call. It's very, very sad. It's total bondage coming in. But it doesn't matter. The average man just sticks a football sticker on their car and talks about how manly that is. And that's all that matters. As long as they have football, they don't care if their kids die of cancer from all the GMO and the shots. They just want that manliness. Pamela in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you. I have a little one in the background, so hopefully it won't be too loud. But I was calling because of Obamacare, and my heart is very sickened over this. I've known so many people that have lost their jobs because of Obamacare. I know at least four restaurants that I used to go to, they've closed. A local hardware store has closed. A local hair cutting place is closed. So it's a very bad thing for America. It's killing the middle class, and that's what it was intended to do.
Hey, but it's okay for the big restaurant chains. They've all got exemptions, and they already only have part-time employees. They wrote the bill. They all got in a big consortium and said, let's write the biggest screw job ever, and they did. And all the gullible sheep will love it.
I'm also going to be going to Yosemite soon, so I can call you back and let you know how it was when I was there.
Oh, great. Yeah, it'd probably be wonderful without all the Enviro-Nazis messing with you.
I also wanted to point out something that even if we can't do this now during this current Congress, Obama is not a natural-born citizen.
He came from Krypton, as he said.
No, it's because his father was a foreigner.
That's the cover from the incredibly dastardly truth that his dad was a famous communist pornographer.
Well, his legally acknowledged father.
Yes.
There's actually divorce paperwork between the Kenyan father and his mother. So that's the legal acknowledgement that he was the legal father. There's actually divorce paperwork in Hawaii for that.
Sure. But I mean, what's wrong with Obama running game on us for the foreign banks? I mean, folks, we're a gangster nation. I mean, it's good to have the global gangsters running things. We're all slaves.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today, or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're not getting getting on the love train, folks. We're getting on the New World Order train to hell. Get on the Obama train. Secret arrest, torture, funding Al-Qaeda. But it's okay because there's a peace prize. And we feel incredibly trendy on the road to perdition. I tell you, it's very, very frustrating to be informed and know what this was going to do and then even know how the drones are going to respond. Republicans got in the way of it, so it wasn't implemented. It's already been implemented, letting the insurance companies force 35 million people to get care and lower the standard and have new government regulations to shut down smaller hospitals and clinics. It's already been implemented. And then they're just going to say that the states and the Republicans blocked it and got in its way. And then that's why everything got screwed up. That was always the plan. As we told you 3 years ago with Dr. Blaylock, then the whole thing will shut down. Then they'll fully nationalize it. And you'll get incredibly horrible care at five times the price. And it'll all go to private interest. That's why they're in control, because they're gangsters. That's why they're moving in now to try to shut down supplement companies all over the country. The harassment, the FDA, the all of it. It is the deindustrialization of a country. It's the takeover, ladies and gentlemen. And you're going to see it. And then the select big interests are going to be flush with all the bailout money, trillions of it, when you're not going to have anything. Or you can give up and go on welfare and then be their constituent, be their slave. Coming up later in the next hour, I'm going to, in fact, we'll do it early before we go to Stuart Rhodes. We'll get Stuart Rhodes on about 15 after with his breaking news. I'm going to play Bernie Sanders, the independent socialist in Congress, up there reading Republicans from the passage of the Social Security Act back in the early 30s. And he's reading what Republicans said it would do as if it discredits them when it's absolutely true what happened, how we would become domesticated slaves of the government, like animals in a zoo. These are quotes. How it would break down society, how it's a con job. Because if you got 3% on average as a worker back on your investment, you get about double what you get in Social Security. Those numbers are all out there. With a little more risky investment, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9%, which isn't really risky, you're talking about triple, quadruple. But now they're going to implode the whole system of Social Security and nationalize the private pension funds. They've done this in other countries. We know the blueprint. We got their playbook. And I'm sitting here with front row seats watching this, and it's just painful to watch. By the way, we're going to go to break and come back with your phone calls, John, Keith, Nathan, and others. We're almost sold out of Survival Shield, the nascent atomic iodine, the raw, earthbound, real, original iodine, so hard to get it at this quality level, in the vegetable base glycerin that it's in, InfoWarsLife.com. And when it goes on back order, it'll just be like a week delay till more comes in. But we still have some of you get your order in right now. We're almost got all the orders out. Incredible job of the shipping team back there. So get your order in right now. We'll be able to ship it out to you. It's still in stock. Survival Shield, Nation Iodine Dietary Supplement. You've seen all the experts we've had on break down how important this is for the safety of the thyroid with all the background radiation and stuff that's going on. Blows away all the other pills and stuff that, you know, Homeland Security pushes that are chemical in nature and made in a factory. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And when you buy the modafinil from us, when you buy all the vitamins, the minerals, the inner food, all the high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com, it supports the broadcast.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.